Thank you for calling the help team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded line. Hello there.
Hi, Emmanuel.
Hi.
Yes.
Hi.
I have a new claimant on their line for Depo Bavera. Her name is Keishel Joseph.
Awesome. Thank you. Hi, Keishel. Emmanuel here on a recorded line.
Hi.
I understand you're looking to see if you can participate in the settlement. Is that correct?
Correct.
And just to confirm here, you haven't already started a claim with any other firm. You haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And now, who was the individual that used the hair relaxing products? Was it yourself or a family member?
It was me.
Okay. And then give me. I'm sorry, the Depo-Provera is what I meant. I'm so sorry. You were the one that used the Depo-Provera, is that correct?
Correct.
And what state are you in?
I'm in Fayetteville, Georgia.
Georgia. Okay. So you're a U.S. resident residing in the state of Georgia then, right?
Yes, correct.
Perfect. Thank you for confirming that. And then let me go to this section here. You were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least a year, right?
Correct.
And was it for meningioma of the brain or spine?
The brain.
Okay. And what date were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed on October the 4th in 2015.
10/04/2015.
Correct.
Okay. And now, what method of diagnosis was used? A CT scan, MRI, or both?
Both and also I'm sorry, both.
Okay. And then, do you know anybody else that took the shot that ended up getting sick like you, or not really?
My sister and I don't know if she started the process, but me and my sister actually went together
Okay.
to get the shot.
Okay. Well, if she hasn't already started, I'll provide you my direct information and then you can, send that along so she can get started. But just to confirm here, this was the brand name Depo-Provera, not the generic that you use for at least 1 year and four shots before you were diagnosed. Does that sound correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
And now, roughly around what year did you start using the Depo?
I started in 2011.
Okay. And then you stopped in 2015 when you were diagnosed. Is that
Yes,
okay?
correct.
Thank you. And then will you confirm your gender for the recording?
Yes.
Male or female, will you confirm your gender?
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't hear you. I'm sorry, females. I'm
Thank you.
sorry.
And then I have your name spelled Kaichel and then Joseph. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And then I have your cell 404-997-0579. And
Yes, that's
then
correct.
your email is your first and last name at iCloud.com. Right?
It's the first and last name with a T for the middle initial.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Thank you for confirming
Yes.
that. And now, what would be your present mailing address?
It's 240 Brook Clear Lane in Fayetteville, Georgia, 30215.
Alrighty. How's the weather in Georgia right now, by the way? Is it kind of cooler or
It's
chilly
hot,
or?
which is crazy to me because it was just freezing this morning. The weather here is terrible.
No way. It's hot this late in the year.
Yeah, 70 something degrees.
Oh wow, that's not I'll take that any day. Why not? That's nice and warm.
No, not when it's 30 degrees in the
Oh
morning.
yeah, no, that's a big spread. You're right about that.
Exactly.
And then real quick, what was the hospital or medical center you got diagnosed at?
I went to Piedmont Hospital in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay, look that one up.
Okay.
There it is. Oh, it's a nice looking building. Let me
Right.
put that in there. And what was your doctor's name?
Roger Frankel.
Okay, and then let me look him up real quick to see if he has a middle initial.
Okay.
Da-da-da. You said Roger Franklin, right?
Yeah.
Franklin. Roger.
Frankel.
Kel. There it is. Okay, yes, he does have a middle initial H, so let me put that in there. And then let me go back to this section.
Okay.
And he was the one that diagnosed and treated you, was he?
I was treated by someone different at the same hospital for radiation, though. I don't know if that matters.
Okay. Yeah, what was the treating doctor's name?
His name was Dr. Woods.
Woods, Woods.
Yes.
Okay. And you said at the same facility, so let me plug that in.
Okay.
And you weren't diagnosed with cancer before taking any depo, right?
Correct.
Okay. And then when you were prescribed the depo, what was the name of that doctor?
Her name was Monica Watts, and she's in Fayetteville.
Okay. And what was the clinic you saw her at?
Alpha Internal Medicine.
Alpha Internal Medicine, right?
Medicine,
Okay.
in Fayetteville, Georgia.
All right, let me put that there. And let me just find that address real quick.
Okay.
Oh, there it is.
I can look it up. She's on Glen Street.
I
That's
have it
what I
here.
remember.
Yep, I have it here.
Oh, okay.
Perfect. Thank you for offering though.
Okay.
Okay, and then let me put. And so you got the shots there. You didn't go to a pharmacy, right?
Correct.
Let me plug that in. And let me put it in the notes.
Okay.
And either yourself or the doctor or the medical facility will have records that can be sent electronically, right?
Yes.
Okay, and we're just about done here. This next section just asks for an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. And typically, they'll only be contacted if we're unable to get a hold of you for an extended period. Do you want to put an emergency contact or not really?
Yes, I could.
Sure. Do you live with the individual or no?
No.
Okay. What is their name?
India Reese, INDIA. Reese is REESE.
Okay. And phone number?
404-581-2368.
Okay. I'm going to read that back to you. That's 404 581-2368.
Yes.
And relationship?
It's my sister.
Okay. And then let me put this here. And she lives in Georgia too?
Yes.
Okay.
Morrow, Georgia.
Now, the last section is just the HIPAA medical compliance section. What is your date of birth?
4/11/91.
4/11/91. And then the social?
434-832060.
4348320, right? Okay, I'm gonna send you an automated text message from DocuSign to do a quick e-signature. I won't be able to see what's on your screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see, and then I'll do my best to try and guide you on where to click next. And then
Okay.
while you're doing that, I'm going to text you from my direct line. That way you have me as a contact if you need anything, and then you can also pass that information along to your sister if she would
Okay.
like to start a claim. But let me
Okay.
pull this up here.
Okay, so I want you to know that. And you said just go ahead and do the DocuSign?
Correct.
Okay. And I'll address to discuss medical care. Okay.
And I'm typing it up.
Okay.
Just gonna say hi.
Okay. Okay. I just completed the DocuSign.
Oh, you're faster than me. I'm still typing. I'm not the fastest typer. I'm sorry. Give me one second.
Okay.
Okay, I just texted you from a 949 area code. That is my direct line. But other than
okay.
that, you're set for now. In about a week's time or so, possibly maybe a little bit of a delay because of the holiday, short weeks, the firm will call you directly to introduce themselves, and then they're going to reconfirm what we went over, make sure I didn't make any spelling errors or anything like that. So their call will be shorter than ours, but it'll be a more important call because they won't put you in their system fully until they reconfirm everything with you, just for accuracy's sake. So, but for now, you're all set. So
okay.
hopefully your weather kind of mellows out a bit more. You don't have that big spread, but thank you and have a good day.
Thank you so much. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.